Hello and welcome to the fifth episode of the Brawl Talk podcast. If you like the podcast, subscribe, heart, favorite, follow, or do whatever you do on whatever platform you're listening on. With that being said, let's get straight into it. So for this episode, what I'm going to be doing is going through all of the brawlers and talking about how good their supers are. That's starting out from the very worst, number 30, to the very best super in the game at number 1. Now listen, before I start the video, I gotta warn you, this is all personal preference. Most of the tier lists I do, I look at what pros are using, the statistics, the star power use rates, I watch other videos, but this one, again, just what I think. So if you don't agree, don't worry about it. We are different people, we have different styles of gameplay, and what works best for me might not work best for you. So, it's alright. And with that being said, I'm just gonna start doing my episode. Alright, so at number 30, the very worst super in the game is Nita. Nita's bear is just awful. See, the problem with it is very, very easy to dodge. Whenever I see a Nita's bear in Showdown, or in Brawl Ball, or in Gem Grab, my reaction is, alright, so basically what I do is I start shooting at it, and I walk away. That is all you do. Your teammates will help you shoot at it, and it will go down in a matter of seconds. It will rarely be able to do damage to you, and it's never that big of a deal, because if I see one of these, again, shoot it and walk away. Of course, Nita's use for her bear is closing down a lane, which it's mildly effective at, but it's still not the best super in the game. It's very easy to counter, and with the right comp, it's going to go away in a matter of seconds. Underneath Nita, at number 29, is Penny. Slightly better than Nita's, but still a very bad super. See, Penny's super, the problem with it is incredibly easy to dodge. See, with Penny, if you are moving, you will literally not get hit by her super. Her super aims exactly where you are. It's very similar to auto aim in that manner. It will not lead you whatsoever. So if you are walking, it will not hit you. The only problem that with her super that makes it decent is if you have her Balls of Fire star power. In that case, it makes the enemy side way harder to maneuver because it's going to be filled with what looks like Barley's attack. Of course, it doesn't do as much damage as Barley, otherwise it would be overpowered, but it's still not that good. Alright, and speaking of Barley, actually, at number 28, we have Barley. So, if you didn't know, Barley's super used to be the most overpowered super in the game. At minimum size, it was the size of one of his normal shots, and that was actually way stronger than the large size that it is now, because it would stack, which means you would have 6 shots all in the space of 1 shot, and if you were to land that on the heist box or the Ike, that would devastate its health, making Barley one of the best brawlers for heist and siege. Although, Supercell realized that and said, hold up, and now Barley super is all the way down at number 28. Barley is just not the best super in the game. It is only good for area denial, which is of course its use, and once it goes down, you're just going to leave the area, and it's going to stop doing damage. It's no longer good for finishing off kills, which is what supers are mainly used for. Whenever you're using a super, you're using it to... Well, mainly it's in a life and death situation. It's rarely just to close down a lane, which is why these brawlers are at the bottom. Again, personal preference. If you like using a super just to get people out of an area for a little bit, then maybe Barley for you might be way towards the top. It's alright. Again, we're different. Underneath Barley, at number 27, is Jesse. Jesse's super used to be way lower in my mind, but it's slightly growing on me ever since I've started using it in Heist. So Jesse's main attack is not that great. Well, it's alright below 600 trophies, but above 600, it's not that good. The same thing is true with her turret. It's very easy to kill, especially if you have a thrower, because you just kind of lob something at it, and it goes away. It can't hit you, depending on where you are. And again, the same dilemma with Penny, it's incredibly easy to dodge. If you are walking, it will not hit you. The only thing that's different about Jesse's than Penny's is if you start moving backwards, one of the shots will hit you, which is good because it prevents you from healing, and that is what makes it a good super. But it's very easy to peek shot and kill, and it's very easy to get rid of in general. Whenever I see these, I kind of just avoid it, and I have my thrower on my team or my long range on my team take it out. Most comps carry one of those, which is why it's not going to be that good of a super. And at number 26 is BB's super. See, BB Super is very good in certain game modes, but in most game modes, it's not that good. See, BB is a strong brawler. There is no doubt about it. But the thing that makes her strong is her normal attack, her home run bar, and her incredibly broken star powers. See, BB's star powers are what makes her very good. She rarely relies on her super in order to get that final kill. Whenever you're using BB, normally here's how the fight goes. You sneak up out of a bush, you smack somebody into a wall, and then you auto-aim the rest of your shots. That is how a proper BB fight goes. Very rarely do you rely on that 1,000 damage from your spitball, I think it's called, in order to finish off a kill. Of course, there are some situations where it gets incredible use, and you do see the clips online wherever the spitball takes out the entire enemy team, and then it's edited in to get star player. I've seen those. Those are great, but it rarely gets that use that you see on clips. Of course, whenever it does get use, it's huge use, but on normal, it's just not that good. For number 25 is Colt. Colt's super is a strong super. See, it breaks walls, which prevents cover. That's great, especially for if you're playing Bounty, which is a mode that Colt's pretty good in. And I guess it's all right in takedown, which is Colt's best mode. However, it is not what he relies on to get kills. If you're pushing Colt, it's mainly going to be in takedown. And takedown, his super is not used that much at all. It's only good for like shooting the boss from through a wall. And even then, you're going to hit other brawlers. And normally, whenever you hit someone in takedown, everyone turns on you and you die, especially if you're playing upwards of 800 trophies. Colt doesn't rely on his super that much, and that prevents it from being one of the top star powers. Below Colt, at 24, is Rico. See, Rico is very similar to Colt in a lot of ways, except his shots bounce. See, everyone knows that about Rico. That's why his name is Rico, because his shots ricochet. Get it? It's a pun. His name used to be Ricochet. Fun fact. I just said Ricochet. I meant Ricochet. His name used to be Ricochet, and now it's Rico. I'm off topic. So his super is very similar to Colt's, except it doesn't break through walls. See, you would think that would put him below Colt as worse than Colt, but it actually puts him better than Colt, because you get way more use out of Rico's super than you do Colt's super. I see a lot of clips whenever the enemy team is all trying to play goalie, all bunched up right next to the goal, and one Rico blast goes through, bounces 6 times off the walls, and is able to take out an entire team. I have actually done that a few times, and it's very satisfying, and it's a lot of fun. See, Rico's super, you get use out of very consistently, and it has incredible range if you're trying to bounce shot someone who's very far away. Rico is a great super. Well, it's not a great super, but it's a good super. You can use it in a lot of situations, and it won't fail you. See, you can use it so much that it doesn't put it too low, but it's still not as good as supers above it. At 23, better than Rico's, is Mortis's. See, Mortis is an interesting situation because he relies on his super a lot. Like, whenever you're playing Mortis, you are not really going to be focusing on medium HP brawlers unless you know you can get your super, because whenever Mortis dashes out of the bush, hits him once, hits him twice, hits him a third time, then his super is charged, then he uses a super, and then he can continue fighting. If he couldn't heal and continue fighting, then he wouldn't have been able to get the kill, and then not run away with all the gems. Of course, Mortis, very good gem carrier, and that healing ability is very, very important about his super. Mortis' super he relies on so much, which puts him above the past 6 brawlers. At 22 is a very, very important super, which is Brock's super. See, Brock relies on his super a lot, especially whenever he's going against a thrower. If Brock didn't have the super that he did, he would be nothing against throwers. Think about it. Like, you're playing Brock, and then a thrower shows up. You can't hit him because you don't have the ability to shoot over walls. You don't have the ability to break the wall. You're just stuck there. But with Brock's super, that changes that. Brock's super is great for breaking cover, destroying pesky throwers, and even getting kills on brawlers that would have gotten away in other cases. It's also good in Bounty for destroying bushes on the enemy team side. And I get a lot of use out of this consistently. And number 21 is Bull. Bull is an interesting case because his super is strong, but it is not practical in most situations. whenever you use Bull's super, it's normally to get to the other team's Ike quickly during a siege, or it's whenever your team is pushing up all their lanes in heist. That is when you want to use Bull's super, but it's not really good at finishing off kills, because if you try to use it in showdown, say the ring small, and you shotgun them your three times, and then you use your super to try to finish off the kill, but they have like 300 health left, you'll just go flying into the fog, and then you'll take the 1,000 damage, and you'll die. See, supers should be used, well, they should be able to be used to finish off kills, and Bull's just simply isn't there for that. Of course, it is a strong super, there's no denying that, because it does knockback, and it's great transportation. But it is not what you are looking for in a super, which is the ability to finish off kills. I love Bull. His super is alright, but it is just not practical in most situations. And now, at number 20, we start to get into these supers that are very, well, not very good, but they're good. See, at number 20, we have Carl. Carl relies on his super a lot. See, it's great at taking out squishy brawlers, especially groups of squishy brawlers, or teamers in showdown, because of that splash damage and that fast movement speed. It's great for escaping, it's great for taking out hordes, and it's just all around very strong for Carl. See, without it, he would be way worse whenever someone gets right up next to him. It's great in gem grab, especially if Carl has a bunch of gems, you get to run away, and it's great for taking out those hordes. I love Carl super, it's what makes Carl Carl. And it's important to him. But it's not useful in every situation, which some of the other brawlers are. So he's going to stay around number 20. And number 19, a little bit better than Carl's, is Daryl's. I was a toss between Daryl's and Carl's, but I decided that Daryl's was actually better than Carl's, because all of Daryl's star powers are related to his super, which then I realized, oh, okay, it's better. So Daryl rolls, he actually rolls a good distance, and he deals a knockback, and he stuns them for a very short period of time, which means he is able to get kills on people with higher star points than him. Not star points, what are those things called in gem grab? Like the little point boxes. He's able to kill people who are stronger than him in showdown. He's able to pop out from bushes, he's able to escape, and it's a all-around very versatile attack. And of course, his star powers only elaborate on those strengths. With Steel Hoops, he has more health after he loads, meaning he can take out tankier brawlers who would have otherwise got rid of him. And his rolling reload makes it so he can burst them down faster. This just makes Daryl's super way stronger, and it actually puts it around a medium super. See, of course, all supers are going to be good, so don't think I'm like saying the super's bad because it's lower. It's not. Everything on this list is good. And at number 18, we have Dynamike super. Dynamike actually relies on his super a lot, and of course it deals knockback. My favorite uses of this are in Brawl Ball, whenever you can destroy the barricade in front of the goal and knock everybody out of the way, and then the most satisfying part of it is whenever the Brawl Ball rolls under somebody's feet as they're in the air from Dynamike's bomb. It's very useful, very fun to play with, and with Dyna Jump, you can use it to triple jump. It's a good super, and it's great for clearing out groups of people. And whenever you get a double, it's just so satisfying. Above him is Frank. Now listen, Frank is a bad brawler. Let's face it. He's very, very easy to dodge. But his super, admittedly, you gotta agree, it's strong. It's a 2-second stun, and that is a very long time in Brawl Ball. And well, I mean in Brawl Stars. See, whenever you get hit by Frank's stun, you are dead. Imagine if his super was on somebody else. No matter who it was, it would be way stronger. Like if you were a squishy brawler like Tick, you would be able to stop them in the tracks and get away. Think about that. It's a very strong super. If you are a Bull, you'd be able to stop them and run over to them and then shotgun them. It is strong. Frank's super is good. The only problem is Frank is slow. His attacks are easy to dodge, and that is what stops Frank's super from being one of the top ones. If he didn't take so long to charge it up, this would be like top 5 star powers. Not star powers, supers. And at, what am I at? I'm at 16. So at 16, we have Rosa. Rosa's star power is very good. You see it a lot in, well, you see roses most often in duo showdowns, not so much solo showdowns, although I've seen a few. And you see roses most, I think, in Brawl Ball. It's great for, like, taking the ball and being able to run it into the goal when, like, two people are on you. It's great for being able to chase down tankier brawlers and even surviving Shelly's infamous super, which you will see a little bit later. And then it's actually pretty strong, especially if you're walking through a tick minefield, if you're trying to survive a super, or if you just need to hold those 10 gems for an extra 3 seconds. Rosa's super is very useful. And number 15, a little bit better than Rosa, is Crow. See, Crow's super is very, very good. If you are able to land it on the boss, I do believe it does 4,500 damage. So in takedown, this is what makes Crow actually viable. If you can repeatedly land supers with Crow on the boss, you are able to take down the boss brawler in 14 and a half seconds. That's incredible. It's very good, and it's good for escaping, because Crow is, of course, a squishy brawler. He is able to get out of situations whenever somebody sneaks up on him a little bit too close. I love Crow super, and it's a shame that I don't have the guy, really. Number 14 is Poco, the first healing super, I believe. Well, actually, we had Mortis already, sorry about that, but the first full healer. See, Poco super is very useful, especially in team games. See, you don't really see Pocos if it's not on a team. You occasionally see them in duo showdown, but mainly it's in gem grab, where he is, this, his super makes him arguably one of the better gem carries. See, Poco, if he's playing gem carry, he can, like, pretty much own center with help from his teammates if they're playing support or one aggro. Poco can own center very easily. And as gem carrier, whenever he gets low, he just supers, he heals himself and his teammates, and you guys are back in the action. See, Poco super is a very, very strong super. It's actually really good for 3v3s. It's even good for duo showdown. Of course, it's not used as much there. And his star power is Decapo, improve him, and his star power, what's the other one? Power cord is able to make it do damage and make it able to finish off kills. That makes Poco's super way stronger, as it's able to finish off kills, which I've been saying is something that you want your super to be able to do. And number 13, below Poco, well, really above, because it's a lower number, higher value, it is Bo. Bo's mines, I love them. See, if you're playing a gem grab and you throw his mines on the gem mine, they need to start juking them out in the center, and it's way harder to access the gem mine. It's also good for blocking yourself off, or if there's a Mortis on you and your Bo, you throw mines down at the floor, and he's gone. His star powers only improve upon this, with his Snare Bear stunning someone for 2 seconds. That is as long as a Frank stun. That's incredible. If you hit someone with a Snare Bear Bo mine, it's pretty much game over for that brawler, because it's very, very hard to escape a 2-second stun. Bo's mines are great for shutting down gem grabs, I mean the gem mine, and it's also good for defending teammates. Also, I've also seen it used in showdown whenever people are trying to stop people from being able to access the bush they are hiding in. See, of course, you're not going to see Bo isn't the best bush hider, but it's great for stopping people from being able to get to you. And number 12, we are starting to get into the supers that are actually good now. Not actually good, very good now, is Piper. Piper is she's actually a moderately squishy brawler, and she can't do really any damage when she's up close. And Piper's super fits her so well. Piper's super, obviously, is she jumps away, and she throws down bombs where she was. This is her only ability to counter close-range brawlers when they're next to her. And then it gets her far away enough that she can now get full damage, the full, like, 2,200 or 2,900 if you have ambush, and everyone knows that's overpowered. So it's just very strong. She gets far away enough that you can do massive damage to the people who you left behind inside of the bombs. Piper's super fits her so well, and without it, she wouldn't be near the top. Piper's star powers are a large part of her, but her super is an even larger part of her. For number 11 is Sandy. Okay, so I debated putting Sandy this hard for a while in my head. So Sandy, as everyone knows, he used to have the best super in the game. It was 12 seconds, and people inside of it would take 240 damage a second. It was incredible. It was so strong that, of course, Supercell said, hey, you know what? We gotta nerf this. So now it is nowhere near as strong as it was. It now only lasts 9 seconds. The size of it hasn't changed, which I think Supercell knew that they couldn't change the size of it without completely killing Sandy. So they decided to do everything else possible to do to nerf it without changing the size of it. So now Sandy's lasts 9 seconds. It does 40 damage per second if you have his damaging star power. And it only heals very, very little per second if you have his healing Sans star power, if that's what it's called. They nerfed it hard, but it's still the same concept. Invisibility for your whole team for 9 seconds. It is still a strong star power, and that is what puts it at the 11 spot. Still good. It just was way better. It used to be number 1, and now it's number 11. 10-point drop, simply because of how hard Supercell nerfed it. See, brawlers like Leon, which is you're going to see coming up in a little bit, his super used to be way better, and now it dropped too. So this is not the beginning of Supercell nerfing supers, and I think Sandy should actually get a buff soon because it is underplayed, but you never know with Supercell. All right, so number 10, we have Tick. Tick is a very strong brawler. He is obviously the best thrower, and he relies a lot on his super. So if Tick didn't have a super, think about it. Tick would be so much worse. So Tick relies on it so much because if someone gets close to him, there's almost absolutely nothing he can do because of how long it takes for his mines to deploy. He is a thrower. No throwers are good when people get right next to him. But Tick is even worse because he only has 2,500 health, I believe, and he's killable by almost anyone. If a Mortis lands on Tick, the only thing he's able to do is super it. His super is actually very strong. Of course, it's his head that he throws out, and it runs over to somebody, and then it blows up. It does around 2,000 damage, and is great for killing gem carriers as they're running away, and it's great for defending him. So Tick's head can also do splash damage if there's a group built up. It is very, very strong. It rarely misses, because people often aren't able to DPS it out, and if you don't dodge Tick's head, then you are pretty much going to die, because it takes a large chunk of your health, and especially if you're on the Tick trying to kill it, and he supers you, then his teammates are going to jump on you, and you are going to be demolished. Tick super is very, very strong super, and that's why it earns its 10 spot. Now, top 10, Pam, number 9, her super, very strong. So this makes Pam a good gem carrier in Gem Grab, and it makes her good in... Oh, it also makes her very good in Robo Rumble. I forgot to talk about that. It's great for getting tokens if you're trying to grind out and max out your account. And it's also really good in competitive play if you're playing Gem Grab. So it heals your entire team as long as they're in the zone, and it's very strong. So it's good for like saving your teammates if they're about to go down. It's good for letting your gem carrier hold center. Of course, Pam is a good gem carrier herself because of the tanky health and the ranged attack. She's a strong gem carrier, but this super just makes her so much better. And of course, the star powers only relate to her super. Mama's Hug and Mama's Kiss, I believe. No, Mama's Squeeze and Mama's Hug. Mama's something. You know where the star powers are. One damages enemies when they're inside of it, and one of it makes her, people who are close to her heal whenever she does damage. It makes it even better. It makes it that people can't walk in her radius. It is very strong. It makes it so that way whenever you're near it, you basically have the advantage, and the other team needs to focus on taking it out, making it a distraction, making your team stronger, making you hold center. It is a very good super. And in Robo Rumble, it's also especially strong because it lets you defend the safe, and it also makes the bots distracted. It's just overall one of the better supers in the game. And number 8 is Spike. Spike super is a very strong super. I think everyone knows this about Spike, and it's actually not that hard to charge. Spike thrives in 3v3 game modes, and that is thanks to his super. Of course, he throws it out, and it slows all brawlers caught inside of it for 6 seconds, I believe. And it also does 440 damage per second to them inside. And if you have Fertilize, which is a stronger star power ever since Curveball got nerfed, it heals you for 600 health per second. Its healing It's slow, it's damage, it's everything. It's also great for cutting off lanes. It's making it so people can't escape. It's good for shutting down gem carriers. It's good for letting your ball carrier sneak into the goal. It's all around a very, very good star power. Not star power, it's a great super. It is so useful, and without it, Spike wouldn't be near the top. But thanks to his incredible super, he is taking the 8 spot. And number 7 is Shelly. I think you guys saw this coming. You knew it would be near the top because Shelly is so good, and that's thanks to her super. So Shelly is able to shut out any tank, like, not 8-bit. She's able to shut out El Primo. She's able to shut out Bull, who would be able to counter her if not for it, because of that stun. With Shell Shock, it gets even stronger, and it's able to make it so people can't escape. It's fantastic. If you try to push a Shelly, you're going to die if she has her super. If you are a Power 1 Shelly and you're fighting a Power 9 Primo, the Power 1 Shelly with the super is going to win, just because she can repeatedly spam it. She supers you for like 3,000 damage, then she normals taps you, then she supers you, then she normal, then she supers, and then you're dead. It's very, very sad, and you can do very little about it because there's that stun effect on it. It's really strong. Also, it destroys cover as well, making it even stronger than it already was. And number 6 is something that is currently in the meta very, very strongly. It's Primo. So Primo Super is very strong, especially in Brawl Ball, as you can throw the ball and then land on top of it, knocking everyone who you're next to out of the way. And then if you have Meteor Rush, you like dash into the goal really, really fast. Primo he's in such a good spot right now, and I actually don't want to see him move because I enjoy playing Primo. And I even enjoy playing against Primos. The cool clips you can pull off with Primo, like knocking everybody out of the way, landing your super correctly, it's so much fun. And in Brawl Ball, he is just soaring right now. He's in such a good position, and his super, it's El Fuego, of course, isn't his better star power. His star power has improved his super so much. It's because you'll be, even in Showdown, like, you'll just be chilling in your bush, and then you hear the El Primo, and then he lands on you with his elbow, and you, like, die. Like, there's no way you can come back from a Primo super if it lands on you, especially if you are a squishy brawler. And that is what gives Primo his 6th spot. And now we are actually onto the top 5 brawlers. And most of these, I think you can see coming. But if not, here's what they are. So number 5 is 8-Bit. He is incredibly good at the moment. So 8-Bit Super is, it increases everyone in the radius's damage by 30%. That is a lot. If a brawler got buffed 30%, do you know how strong they would be? Very strong. So his star powers, the one that relates to it, increases the radius by 50%, and it's huge. It is amazing, and every single person inside of that radius is going to get 30% buff to their damage. That makes it so you can't push a team who is in it with it, and you need to focus on destroying the booster before you do anything else. It is such a big counter to the enemy team, and it slows their progress down a whole lot. And if you put it at your goal, it's great for defending. And if you're putting it at your enemy goal, it's great for attacking. It is an all-around very strong, it's a very strong super. And even in Robo Rumble, if you're trying to max out your account or grind out your star tokens, it's even better. So 8-Bits is so good in Robo Rumble. Normally, whenever you play Robo Rumble, you have a Pam, you have an 8-Bit, and you have a Primo. Those are the dream team for Robo Rumble. And it's lets you max out your tokens, and it's just all in all a great super. And number 4, we have Gene. He is incredibly strong at the moment. Very good, and especially good in 3v3 mode. So Gene's ability, it puts him in the top 5 supers. It is so good simply because it can 360 the tide of a battle. For example, if you are, we'll start out in one of the ones that he's not that good in. If you're in Siege and you yank the bot away from your safe, your Ike starts targeting nearby brawlers, dealing about 8,000 damage to everyone that it hits. And if you're in Gem Grab, which is the best one, if you get one super off on the gem carrier, their 10 gems gets yanked over to you, you kill them, and you run away, and you win the game. They can be winning. They can be doing so well. They can be in countdown, about to win the game, 4 seconds left, and you hit them with your magic hand, they get yanked over to you, and then your bull or your close range brawler on your team demolishes them, and then you get to run away. It's so fantastic for that. Gene is very annoying to play against, and that is simply because of his super, which puts him all the way up at number 4. All right, so at number 3, we have the newest brawler in the game, which is Ems. I think everyone knows that her super is strong, and it might actually get a small nerf soon, but I really hope it's not that big, because I love Ems. She's amazing. So Ems' super, if you don't know, I think everyone does, though, it summons a circle around her, which slows enemies and does a small amount of damage. With her second star power, it will heal enemies who get caught. It will heal herself for every single enemy that gets caught inside of it. So it's capable of healing, and it's great, especially for that slow. So if you're running away from someone, and then you use your super, they can't chase you anymore because they're slowed down if they get near you. Or if you're chasing someone, which is its ideal use, they get slowed down and they can't run away. That's really good in Gem Grab because it like makes you able to catch up to the gem carrier and possibly like get multiple people. In Brawl Ball, if you have the ball and your super is active, no one can really walk up to you because they're really slow if they try to get to you. It's just very, very effective, especially in 3v3 game modes. I also like it in Showdown, especially whenever there are energy drinks on the map, because if you have an energy drink and you hit someone with your slow, it does like 800 damage per tick, and then of course you can one-shot them whenever you get up to them. Ems' super is really, really strong, putting it at its number 3 spot. For number 2 is another brawler that I think this was obvious, which is Tara. Okay, so Tara herself is a horrible brawler. No offense to Tara, but she's just not that good at the moment. But her super is insane. It's the second best super in the game. Now listen, Tara would be so much better if her super was easy to charge. But I do believe it takes 8 shots in order to charge her super. 8 full shots in order to charge a super. That's way too slow. However, her super itself is amazing. You can group in all 3 of your opponent's team and just demolish everyone. It's so much fun to use, especially whenever you get those clips when their entire team is wiped out by one Tara special. It also breaks cover, which is really good, especially in Brawl Ball if you're trying to get a goal. And it's just very, very effective. It's good in Gem Grab for obvious reasons. If their team is bunched up trying to defend the mine at the center, and that super lands on them, they're dead, because there's really no way you can survive that. And if you're in any 3v3 or also Showdown, like, you don't see Tara's that much in Showdown, but whenever there's a Tara with her super, you run away, because if she hits you with her Whirlpool, you're dead. It's amazing. And at number 1 is something that I might be a little biased here, but I still think it's the most powerful super in the game. It's invisibility. Now, by the term invisibility, you know who I'm talking about. It's Leon. I love Leon. He's my boy. It's my favorite legendary that I have, and he's just so amazing. So, Leon's super has, of course, been nerfed very hard by Supercell over the years. Not over the years, over the time Brawl Stars has been around. What's that, like 1.5 years? I don't know. So, at the beginning, whenever it came out, I believe it was 10 seconds in 10 seconds invisibility for Leon, and of course that was way too much, so then Supercell said, you know what, no, and then that went down, and then it went down to, I think it was 8, and then it went down to 7, and now it's at 6, which it's not as strong as it once was, but still, invisibility, it's so great, especially for playing like mind games on your opponents. If you show an opponent that you have your super, you act like you're going to go use it, and then you run into a bush, they'll think you've gone invisible, and they'll start shooting at the air, and like they'll waste all the shots. And then whenever they all run out of ammo, you actually go invisible, you run up, and you murder them. It's amazing. I love playing mind games with my opponents and like making them shoot each other and like shoot into the air. It's so much fun. Of course, it's also really, really good in Lone Star, which is Leon's best game mode, because invisibility in a game where you need to pick up quick kills is the most overpowered thing possible. If you combine that with smoke trails, you're guaranteed a like first to fourth in Lone Star, because you rush over to someone who's at low health and you just burst out all 3 of your attacks. It's fantastic. If any other brawler had invisibility, they would be so strong. Imagine if Bull had invisibility. That would be broken. Imagine if Spike had invisibility. Imagine if Rosa had invisibility. Imagine if any brawler had invisibility other than Leon. How broken would that be? And we're simply looking at the supers here. So invisibility is one of the strongest things in the game, no matter how they nerf it. The ability to go invisible will always be probably a top 5 super. And Leon is actually going to wrap it up for my episode. This, of course, was all personal preference. If you think somebody else's super is the best, that's your choice. It's amazing. You can let me know about it. I'll maybe mention it in another video. Everyone is different on this, and this was simply my personal preference. So if you disagree, it's all right. And as the episode is ending now, I want to say, first off, thank you for listening. I really like making these, and if you like listening, that's even better. So I didn't realize that this many people were listening to them, but I'm getting about 150 people who actually want to hear what I have to say per episode. That is a lot of people. So thank you guys for listening, and I mean, I'll put another episode out next Friday. So thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. Good luck on the trophy road.